Okay, so next up, let's talk about service workers. So in Manifest V2, these used to be referred to as the background scripts, but the terminology has been changed now to service workers. And as you can see, it's just JavaScript. There's no UI for this. It's essentially code that runs in the background, as you might expect. And you need to be aware that service workers are not running permanently in the background. Sometimes they will go idle and become inactive. So if you have any variables in your service workers, you really need to persist them to storage rather than using global variables, because any global variables you set just can be lost if that service worker shuts down. So instead of using global variables, you want to save those values to storage. Okay, so we've got the console logger demo extension that we used earlier on in the course. And it's just really got this service worker code in here that has got a console log of this counter variable coming out every second. If I just refresh that now, we'll see in the service worker that it's counting them out and logging them out every second here. So far, so good. Now, if I left this up and running, I think this would still trigger the service worker to remain active. But if I close this down, and then if we wait around 30 seconds, it will time out and we'll see that this service worker here will then go to idle. So I'll just cut to that happening rather than making you wait 30 seconds. Oh, I didn't have to cut actually. Here we go, inactive. So if we click it again now, and we'll see it's restarted at service worker one. So what we could do in here is store our counter variable in storage, and then each time it restarts, it picks up the variable from storage and start incrementing it from there. Of course, it's then going to need to persist it back to storage each time as well to keep it up to date. But really, this is a very simplistic demo just to show you that the service workers are not permanently running. So if you're wondering why your global variables are disappearing, that's probably why, because your service worker's gone idle. Now, there is a way that we can keep the service worker active and running code on an interval like this, and that is to use the Chrome.alarms API. So instead of running this code here, I would do something like chrome.alarms.create. We're going to specify period in minutes. So period in minutes, that would run every minute. So if we divide that by 60, that's actually going to run every second. So we could say, actually, let's run that every 5 seconds instead. So that's just going to create an alarm. It's not going to run any code. What we want to do now is do chrome.alarms. Yes, Copilot's right. Add a listener to that. And we're going to log out service worker counter, increment the counter by one. And the service worker should remain active and not go idle. And one thing I do need to do before we refresh the extension is go to the manifest file and then ask for another permission, which will be the alarms permission. And then I'll refresh that and check the service worker. We should see service worker one come in, and then 5 seconds later, service worker two, etc. So that's just gonna keep going. So yeah, you can use chrome.alarms to keep your service worker active. So even if I was to close that down, it should still remain active here. So it might be a bit of a hack to keep your service worker active, and it's not 100% reliable. But if you want code to run periodically in the background, this is your best bet. Okay, so what else can we do in a service worker? Well, if I comment this out, I'll show you some other stuff, which is centered around hooking into the installation of the Chrome extension and when it's been updated. So we're going to use the Chrome Runtime API, and we're going to hook into the uninstalled event and add a listener to that. And in here, if we pass in details, we can say if the details.reason equals install, then we want to open our quick setup guide page. We'll do a chrome.tabs.create, and the URL going to be in my example.com quick install, and I'm going to set that to be the active tab. Return true here. Okay, so that will open up a setup guide page when we've installed the extension. Also, at this point, you'd expect to have another option down here where you could say if it's an uninstall event, but it actually doesn't work like that way. You've got an uninstall details.reason there. Instead of that, what we need to do is when we first install it, we want to set an uninstall URL. So same sort of section, chrome.runtime set uninstall URL. Yeah, that will do example.com/uninstalled. So I'll just show you that in action. So if I update this now, nothing's going to happen because it's not installed for the first time. So I'm going to remove it and I'm going to load the Unpacked extension in. It's going to open up our quick install guide in a new and active tab. And then also, if we were to remove the extension and we confirm on the prompt to remove it, it should open up a uninstalled URL. So obviously you can use an uninstalled listener in your extension. We used to use that in KDP Wizard to open up the quick setup guide, same for Merge Wizard. And then on the uninstall URL, that's very useful for any sort of surveys as to why you're leaving and seeing if you can try and win the customer back by offering them some win back incentive at this point. Either way, they're very useful things to hook into. The other thing you can do is say else if details.reason equals update, and then you can handle any update code in here. So we're not going to open up a new tab on update, but the use cases I've had in the past have been where we're updating some of the JSON objects in the user's storage and making it into a new and updated format. And in those cases, we'd be running these routines to upgrade the stored JSON structure when the Chrome extension is updated. And in case you don't know, all Chrome extensions are also updated every time Chrome restarts. So if your users are ever stuck on an older version, then all you need to do is get them to restart Chrome and it will update and trigger this code here to run. So yeah, that's most of the stuff that you can do on the runtime install and setting the uninstall URL, running some code when the extension is updated too. Other things you might want to do on first install would be to set some default storage key value pairs so you're not having to null check them everywhere in case you go to the pop-up first, in case you run the context script first, or to go to the options page. You can just say something like chrome.storage.sync.set. And in this case, let's just say we're storing all our logs. Then we can just set that to an empty object there. And therefore we know that it'll always be there. We don't have to worry about null checks for it at the other parts of the code that use that. And as we'll see later on, the service worker can communicate to content scripts and pop-ups and everything else through the runtime messaging engine, which we'll come on to a little later on. But that's it for this lesson. So I'll see you in the next one.